got part of the string?
Kind of, sort of.
Alright.
Excuse me, sir.
You want to kind of close the door for
yep,
me?
Yep, I got you.
Okay. What and why?
I'm sorry, sir.
How much money do you have in here?
I don't know exactly.
Where are you traveling to?
I'm going to DCA Reagan Airport.
Anywhere after that?
Not for a moment.
It says 4,710. What do you do for a living?
Is that relevant, sir?
Yes, it is.
Am I legally required to tell you that?
Well, I'll tell you what. Go kick the plate.
Okay.
You may not be legally required to tell me that, but you will be legally required to help the police officer comes to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to ask some questions to figure out what all this is about so I can get you on your plane. But you want to play smartass, and I'm not going to play your fucking game. Trying to ask him some simple questions to determine who he is, why he has it, where he's going with it, and he's playing games with me, and I'm done with
him. There a problem? Why you
There's no problem. I'm asking if I'm legally required to answer the questions that he is asking.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I'm legally required
yeah.
to answer the questions about what my employment is.
He's asking about your money.
He asked me where I work.
Here's the situation.
Yes, sir.
You come through a security checkpoint, okay?
Okay.
You're going through a security checkpoint. Whenever you come through the security checkpoint, they have a right to ask you about anything you have on,
okay.
anything in your bag, your luggage, any containers that you have, anything about it.
Okay.
Because you have a large sum of money, he's required to ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right? And by you being the owner of this box,
mm-hmm.
required to answer those questions. Now, if you have a problem answering those questions, then you need to talk to me. And
sure.
we can get a detective and the FBI.
I appreciate
come down
it. What is your name, sir?
I'm Officer Shelton.
I appreciate your help.
Who are you?
What's my name?
Yeah.
My name is Steve Grifo.
Okay. Do you have ID with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
please.
Sit up.
Sit
up.
I'm still on the ground or whatever.
There you go, sir.
Okay. How much money do you have in your
bank? I don't know the exact amount.
Where does it come from?
It's my money.
Where's it coming from?
It's coming from somewhere.
Where? I'm not going to play games with you.
I don't
I'm
understand the question, sir.
I just want to say. Just sit your bag down. Hey, do me a favor while we're here. Keep your hands out your pockets. Don't use the phone or do anything, all right?
Go ahead.
Last name phonetic, Boston, Ida, Edward, Robert, Frank, Edward, Lincoln, David, Tom. First name, Stephen, Sam, Tom, Edward, Victor, Edward, Nora. Be a white male, date of birth, 01/20/84. Has a Virginia DL of Adam, 60032298.
Do you have the
combination to
it's
that box?
It's not locked. It's not locked.
It's open.
It's not locked. Can you open it for me?
I haven't looked under here yet.
Say my dispatch. This subject has a large sum of money, refusing to ask to answer questions concerning his money.
Okay.
Mr. Griffin, where are you headed?
D.C., yes, sir.
D.C.?
D.C., yeah.
I see your boarding pass. Sir.
Your subject is -1 for warrants, -1 prior history. He does have a valid oil lien that expired 2014.
Okay, can you make proper notification? Is there any reason you're not answering questions?
I'm not refusing any, sir.
I want you to see from what we're saying. Sure. You're coming in with some money, but you don't want to answer any questions about it, you know, how much it is, and it's in your possession. Right. I mean,
I'm saying why, I don't
is
know.
Is it a secret why you have money or something?
I don't know the exact amount. You're asking where my employment is. I'm simply asking if I'm legally required.
Well, the question is, why do you have this money? That's the question. Right. That's the major question.
Yes, sir. And I'm asking if I'm legally required to answer that question.
Answer that question first. Why do you have this money?
Am I legally required to answer the question?
So you refuse to answer the question?
No, sir. I'm not refusing.
Well, you're not answering.
I'm simply asking my rights
under
the law.
I'm asking a question, and you're in return asking me a question. You're not answering.
I don't understand the law, sir, and as a law enforcement officer, I'm asking you for guidance.
I can't guide you on answering the reason you have that money.
Okay. Why not?
Because I don't know you. I don't know why you have that money. I'm not your translator, right, or your caretaker or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I can't answer that question.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you about that. Okay. Just like if you were a law enforcement officer and you ask somebody inquiring about something, mm-hmm, and they give you an answer, you're not going to guide them into what you want them to say.
Right.
You're just going to answer the question. Right. Or they would answer the question if you asked them. Okay. That's what I'm simply doing.
Sure. And I'm saying I don't understand the law, sir, so I'm simply asking for
It's not a question of the law. Now, it's a simple question and an answer.
Well, I'm being detained because of the law, sir.
Because you have a large sum of money that you can't answer why you have it.
I can answer, sir. I'm asking if I'm required by law to answer.
You don't know the law?
Do you know the law, sir?
Yeah, I do.
Am I legally required to answer the question?
I can't answer that question for you.
But you know the law, so I'm asking, sir, for your
I'm not going to get in an argument with you or anything like that.
Yes, sir.
How much you think is in it?
I don't know.
Air elevator MT9.
Copy. What door is that?
MT3072 is near American Airline near elevator MT9.
St. Louis? Well, you know you have a Virginia license.
Yes, sir.
You live in St. Louis, or you work in St. Louis, or why are you in St. Louis today?
Am I required by law to answer the question?
As of right now, you're refusing.
No, sir,
to
I'm not refusing.
You.
No, sir.
Yes, you are. Actually making this more difficult than it really has to be.
I will tell you one thing. No matter what they decide to do with you, unless I'm satisfied about that, I don't have to let you go through my checkpoint.
This is money. He has it in his possession. He doesn't want to answer any questions about it. He feels like we should tell him the law. He don't know if he has to answer it or not.
How much money is it?
I don't know the exact amount, sir. The card says about $4,700.
$4,700?
Yes, sir.
Why do you have all this money?
I asked, sir, if am I required by law to answer the question? That's my
I'm just asking you why you have $4,700.
That's my question. I don't understand the law.
Do you want to talk to DEA about it? They'll probably ask.
If they can tell me if I'm required to answer the law or question, I'll answer the question. I'm just asking, looking for a
simple,
yes or
question.
No.
I just want to know why you have $4,700. That's not an unusual thing. I care if I need $50 with
it. He refuses to answer any questions. He don't want to answer. So we're going to have to take him down to the station.
I mean, that's
and let DEA, FBI, and all those people talk to him.
Every one of them.
So we can do that.
How old are you?
What's your deal, sir?
I'm 25, sir.
Well, you answered that question, didn't you?
That's on my driver's license, sir.
So I mean, I can count that money. I can find out how much it is. It's right in front of me. So, you know, and I don't know why you have that much money. That's why I want
to
know.
And he started this out there when I was trying to get everything cleared so he could make his flight. And I said, okay, we'll go in here. He started playing this game again. I said, I'm done with it. So...
I'm not. I've been completely cooperative, sir. I'm not playing any games.
You're not cooperative. You're going to answer the question.
I'm simply asking.
You're
if
refusing
I'm,
to answer.
I'm not refusing.
If you have nothing to hide, then you can just tell us what it's for. I mean, it's simply just a simple. They're going to. You're going to have to have proof of why you have that much money anyway for the DEA.
I understand, sir. If I'm required by law, I'll be happy to answer your questions. I don't understand the law. I'm asking for you, sir, as guidance as a law enforcement officer.
That's what's written there,
but yeah, we don't know how much it is.
And this is yours? This is your individual carton? Okay, and it's your money?
Does not money belong to me? No, sir.
The money does not belong to you? You stole it?
Am I required by law to answer?
Did you steal the money?
No, sir.
Okay, well, we've got to find this out. We're going to take you to the station, and we'll find out if you stole it. This is all his stuff, right?
This, that bag, laptop up above his head, and another bag underneath of that.
Okay. He's been through the screening.
He's been through the screening process. This was the last snag from him getting on his plane. When I got involved with it, he wanted to do this little double talk thing. And it's like, okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia, sir.
What's Campaign for Liberty?
14.
Campaign for Liberty, sir, as a political organization, I'm sure you understand. So I founded by Congressman Ron Paul.
You work for that?
Yes, sir.
You're from Virginia?
Yes, sir.
What are you in St. Louis for?
Am I required by law to answer the question?
You can answer a simple question why you're in St. Louis.
I don't understand the law, sir, so I'm asking.
Well, you don't have to understand the law to answer a question.
Well, I prefer to answer the law. I don't understand the law.
See, that makes me wonder why you're not answering my question.
14.
All right. 14. What were you in St. Louis
Am I required by law to answer?
You know what?
I'm just asking. I don't understand. If you say yes, sir, and I will answer your question.
I mean, are you from this planet? I mean, you understand the question when I'm asking you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why can't you just answer the question?
Am I required by law to answer?
You know what?
See, man, you act like a child.
I don't understand the law.
You act like a child.
We'll just call DEA and they can be answering.
Grab your laptop and all that. Is this your laptop?
Yes, sir.
Are those your clothes?
Yes, sir.
Are those your clothes that you have on?
Yes, sir.
This all your stuff here? Right here?
That's
this
your
stuff?
Not my stuff.
This is?
That's not yours.
Yes, sir.
This is yours?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? This gentleman here has a box of money.
Mm-hmm.
He has an envelope in there that says it's $4,000-something.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't answer any questions concerning this money that he has in his possession. So he says it's not his, but he still won't answer questions.
I'm happy to answer, sir. I don't understand the law. I'm asking if I'm required by law to answer questions.
That's his answer. Every time you ask him a question, that's his answer.
Is it your money?
The money is in my possession, yes, sir.
Is it your money? That's what he's asking.
Do I guess the same thing? Yeah. I don't understand the question.
Alright. I have a stuff.
Can you put that in your bag? We're going to go to the station and clear this. Carry all your stuff. Not making any sense. Is it your box, sir? Yes, sir. It's your money? It's in my possession, yes.
I don't understand the question. Is it my money? As in, do I own all of it? Is it my money?
It's not a confusing question. It's just a simple question.
I don't understand, sir, the question.
Well, this is confusing to me, so we're just going to take it to the station, and maybe the DEA can find out.
Where am I being taken to, sir?
You're going to the police station.
The police station?
Yeah. Okay. You can't answer any questions. We don't know what's going on.
Am I being forced to go to the police station?
Come on, man. Let's just go to the police station, man.
Am I being taken? Or am I free to go?
We're going to the police station. Yes.
Am I free to go?
Whatever you want to call it, we're going to the police station.
Am I?
What's it saying there?
You know, we're not getting into semantics here. We're just going to go to the station. Situation. You're not answering the questions.
Right.
You're suspicious.
Okay.
To me. You're just from your answers. Mm-hmm. That's why we're going to the station.
Am I being forced to the station, or am I free to go?
You will be if you don't walk out the station.
If you want to call it forced, yes, you'll be going to the station. You'll be forced.
Okay.
That's fine.
I understand.
You're going to be going to the station.
Now, do we have to put you in handcuffs, or will we have a problem?
No, sir.
With you walking through this
No, sir.
You'll be detained, yes.
Okay. That's fine, sir. I don't understand the law. I'm happy to go.
I'm going to help you understand if you don't.
Come in, dispatch.
Walk through the terminal. Walk through the police station.
Hey,
okay.
Come on.
Could you tell me? Can you tell me who these checks belong to?
Yeah, I asked him about that.
Sure.
This thing right here is supposedly where he works for our Campaign for Liberty, so he's on call. That's what he said he worked out. He answered that question. But
for you,
as far as the money, he didn't say anything about the money. He says it's his possession.
Area of DT 16 for a report of a disturbance called in by Barbara with American Airlines.
Where are you flying to?
DCA, sir.
The
Reagan Airport.
And this is campaign money? Is this what it is?
This is money in my possession.
13.
From what? If I'm required to answer questions, sir, I'm happy to answer questions. I don't understand the law.
American Airlines baggage called in by Barbara with American Airlines.
Copy. You got this.
We got it. You guys stopped him because of the metal box.
Well, that and post the large amount of money that was in there. So I had him out there. I tried to ask him some questions just to clear things up. If he would have been cooperative and answered the questions I asked, he probably would have been on his way by now. But he started playing this little game with the doublespeak and everything else. So I brought him in here, tried to ask him again, kept playing his little game. I said, okay, we're done. I asked him, you know, where he worked, why he had the money. And I keep getting that standard response.
So you were for Ron Paul and these are campaign contributions?
Yes, sir. The money says it's from Campaign for Liberty. Yes,
okay. That's all you had to tell us.
I was only asking if I'm required to answer the question.
Okay.
But see, we're going through, I mean,
that's all.
And I told you before, we could avoid all this. Just answer the question.
Could you just give me a yes and I would have answered the question?
One, two plus, I mean, this is rocket science.
So those are your campaign contributions to Ron Paul.
Yes, sir.
You're free to go.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I need to talk to my screening manager because just of this whole nature, his suspicious, you know, nature, I'm not all that ready just to let him walk down the concourse yet.
Okay, well, that's up to you. But I don't see anything. This is campaign contribution. Correct. Just write it for
13, we're on the scene.
Copy, 1913.
Okay.
Seven,
two. They just have a large number of complaints. They were looking for police to stand by and keep peace. Everything's under control at this time.
Do you have a contact number, sir? Did we contact that?
Am I required to give you that, sir?
Do you have a? I'm asking you a simple question again.
Right.
Do you have a phone number that you need to contact?
Like a phone number?
Yes.
Am I required to give that to you?
Do you have a phone number?
I prefer not to give you that number.
That's the answer.
Alright,
I'm good. Am I free to go, sir?
Yes.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it.
You have a good day. I got my
That, sir, is damn good recording right there. Questions regarding who I work for, and they're looking through the checks and they see Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul. What are you doing in St. Louis? Why are you here? My response is, sir, am I required by law to answer that question? Why not answer the question? Am I required by law to answer the question?
Ladies and gentlemen, Group 5, Los Angeles, please, boarding Group 5.
You should have just left, man. You shouldn't have stayed there.
Yeah, I said that. The TSA guy came out. Being arrested or something?
They were going to take me to the, they said, we're going to take you to the DIA FBI office.
Really?
And I said, all right. That's when I left the first time. And I was like, let's go. And then I called their bluff. That one. He's gonna love that story. I get something to drink. What time we got?